Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
All right, Maria.
Hey, guys.
What's coming up?
Well, she's very excited because all her favourite programmes are starting again.
I'm a Celebrity came back last night. Did you watch it?
I just must have just somehow missed that bit.
I watched 4 episodes of Ray Donovan. I'm pretty sure I'm from Boston now.
I must look into that because I don't know anything about that and you always talk about it.
I just warn you, if you watch more than one episode, you'll become addicted to cigarettes and whiskey. Just like Peaky Blinders.
I might wait till after I give birth, so.
Yeah.
Well, Ant and Dec are back together, which I'm so happy about.
Yeah.
Because obviously it was unsure whether or not, you know,
Ant could actually make it.
Yeah, and they actually, I didn't know whether they were going to address it or not. And in the end they did. So they did a little scale model of the camp in front of them on the desk.
Oh, yeah.
And Dec pointed it out.
Eh? A whole year to make that? Hey, rubbish, man.
Don't be rough with it. I spent all summer making that.
Eh?
All summer that took me. No help from this one. Where were you all summer anyway? What were you doing? What were you doing?
Why could just you stuff.
Yeah, just stuff.
I was just dead busy. Dead busy. Ooh, kangaroo. Go to VT.
Go to VT.
Yeah, so they addressed it in...
in the way that only Ant and Dec could
exactly.
address it.
Exactly, yeah. So that's on again tonight at 9 o'clock. You should have seen Johnny's face when we were coming home from IKEA and I said to him, oh, I need to watch I'm a Celebrity. And he was like, ah... oh. Going to say let's like you know start a new series or whatever because we finished The Sinner at the weekend,
right?
And I said no, I'm a Celebrity is starting tonight, and he was like one of the lads says that's on every night. And I was like yeah, for about 2 or 3 weeks, yeah. And he was like
although
that's his life.
You can give him some good news, which is an unrelated mention. What? I don't know what I'm looking for. Unrelated thing.
Use your words.
IKEA, you'll no longer need to go there because now you can shop online at ikea.ie.
Wow. With how busy it was yesterday, I'd be doing that. It was mental.
I mean, that would ruin it for me. The whole joy is going into the giant place.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
Then tomorrow night, the last episode of Mr. Mercedes, if you're watching it.
Maria's been banging on about this since it began.
Yeah.
And a lot of you who have followed your recommendation have been enjoying it too.
Yeah. Our Sean.
I get at least 2 thank yous a week for Mr. Mercedes.
Wow.
So I actually feel responsible for making the series. All I did
You're
was
talk practically
about
an
it.
Executive producer, Maria.
Also tomorrow night, I got really excited when I saw this. Desperate Houses. I thought it was going to be Desperate Housewives.
So
I love Desperate Housewives. But anyway, Desperate Houses is... it's on RT1 at 8:30, and it's Roisin Murphy and her crew come in and save the day in a house that's a disaster. So they have a family of 6 in Raheny this week.
Roisin Murphy, I'm like, that time is now.
Roisin Murphy, yeah.
Wow. That's
well, that's obviously she's got another string to her bow. I mean, much like Suggs from Madness turns up on those Discovery and History channels all the time.
Nick Knowles on DIY SOS.
But I love okay, probably not as high profile, but I love the going in and seeing the people's houses.
Yeah, particularly in Ireland.
That.
Yeah, because it's always in England. It's always in some place you don't understand where it is. We're in the county of Shropshire. I'm like, don't know what that is.
The worst property programs are the ones that are on. Usually you see them in hotels, kind of late morning, early afternoon. And they're the ones that are from about 10 years ago. And they're just going into the worst houses. And then these terrible estate agents go, I would value this property at £1.
35,000 now that the work's been done. Oh, God, yeah, they're terrible.
Just, everything about it is grim. Even the presenters just can't even pretend that it's not grim.
No, exactly. This kitchen is huge now, is it? You can't even turn around in it.
Wednesday, sorry, then Gogglebox.
Okay,
it's
so
on
why?
10 o'clock on TV3. It's the cast of Daddy's Home 2.
Our mates, you mean?
Sorry,
did anyone watch The Late Late on Friday night? Because Ryan and the rest of the lads... get any inspiration from anywhere for any of your questions?
No, they told him about the immersion.
They did. Yeah, in fairness.
Mark Wahlberg was talking about and it's a big lever, isn't it? I was like, we taught them so much and sent them off on their way.
Thermostat.
But they're on Gogglebox, they are watching Fair City.
Right.
Mark Wahlberg makes some comment about, he gets confused because he thinks he's watching something from 1993 that could possibly be Fair City. And then... Will Ferrell says he wants to take part in an Irish reality TV show. I don't know what it is.
The one that they're watching?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to find out.
Yeah.
Wednesday, what time?
Wednesday at 10 o'clock on TV3. But I brilliant. Think it's going to be brilliant because any of the pictures they released of the four of them on the sofa watching, they're all cracking up.
Mm.
So they get a real insight into what it is that we have to put up with on Irish TV.
And if that whets your appetite, then don't forget you can watch the full interview with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell and John Lithgow and Mel Gibson on todayfm.com.
And it's cracking. And then my movie of the week, I'm going to throw you a curveball, lads. Mm. It was the first one of the series of movies that I ever saw, Ghostbusters 2.
So you saw Ghostbusters 2 before you saw Ghostbusters?
Yeah. I don't even know if I saw Ghostbusters.
What?
I'm instantly single now, by the way. So that's on Wednesday at 8 on E4.
Excellent.
It's the one with the slime and the sacrifice the baby and your man is really scary.
Oh, everything. Spoiler alert, Maria. It was 1986. I was keeping it from 89, then until 89. 89. Come on. Maria, thank you very much.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.